There we are. Oh, you mentioned rattlesnakes. Do you have other snakes? Do you have moccasins?
Yeah, moccasins.
Cottonmouth?
Cottonmouth. And have a... Well, I can't think of this snake. It's a poison snake that lays around the house.
Cotton? Or copperhead?
Copperheads, yeah. That's a bad snake.
That's what I've heard.
It is bad. It should quip you up.
It'll just sort of be down there low and then just fall off and whack you on the foot.
They don't grow much this long. Uh-huh. But this poison, it is as bad as rattlesnake.
Do you have them around here?
I've never seen them here. Been here 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But up there where we lived on the river, we killed 3 or 4 a year.
Hmm.
We had to get one. Do you know anything? Do you ever examine a rattlesnake?
No, I've killed a number of them, but I've never looked them over.
You ought to open their mouths and see their fangs like this. The fang lays back up in their mouth when their mouth shuts.
Mm-hmm.
And when they open their mouth, there's plenty of them got the fangs that long.
Hmm.
They cook it like that.
They can throw that with their whole body and
Drive throw the whole body on that, you know. They could bite you through that shoe.
Huh.
I imagine they'd bite through that shoe if they hit it.
Can they go through bull leather?
I don't know. I don't think it will. There's plenty of them when their mouth opens. They're that long.
Huh.
They just lay like that. And there's a purse under the bottom of them there. Just a little bag of thing at the port. Stays in.
Mm-hmm.
When they take that piece out of pork and put it in. I'll take them down and kill them, you know, and open their mouth and look at their fangs.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a big old bag that's white dirt right in under there, too. On the bottom of them. Mm-hmm. That's what they throw in these things.
The bigger the snake, the bigger the bag, huh?
That poison comes out of that bag and it's darker.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special terms for a group of trees out in open country?
A what?
A group of trees that you might find out in open country. Maybe that's kind of silly here on the timber.
No, it's kind of silly. You know, just something that grows in the woods.
No, if you had a great big field and right out in the middle there was a group of trees.
You want me to name them trees?
No, would you call it anything special, the group of trees out there? Is it a clump or a bunch or a shin,
we'd
a knot?
We'd call it a bunch of trees or we'd call it a thicket of trees, you know, and just come up and grow up there. Mm-hmm. And Indians got a thicket out yonder, trees out yonder, you can see it out yonder, you know, a bunch of that nigger right
yeah,
there.
I can see them over there.
That's just a bunch around the pond. You got a pond up in there.
Oh.
And that's oak and everything. Good shade for his cattle, you know.
Mm-hmm. He knows where to find him on a hot day.
Yeah, good shade.
Do you have any special term for a place where brush grows thick?
Name for it.
Yeah.
We call it thicket.
Uh-huh.
Thicket.
And how about land where scrubby oak grows?
You mean the greater land would be there, or the...
No, would you call that anything special? Shinry?
I wouldn't know what they call it. Scrubby oak. Scrubby something. Say a field oak or something. You know, it's one of these oaks hung out here on that field, it would be a scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them grow from there. You see it, I'll just bring it to you.